to the track.
Like Cold Spring. I'm
going back to you.
Tuesday, December 13, 2011. Madam Secretary, can we have roll call, please?
For the record, it's January 10th, 2012 today.
Oh, I apologize. I'm looking at the wrong, reading the wrong one. Thank you.
No problem.
Can I get roll call, please?
Member Branch?
Here.
Member Brown is absent. Member Schneider?
Here.
Member Smith?
Here.
Member Wignock?
Here.
Vice Chair Messner?
Here.
Chair Herrera?
Here. Okay, with that, we'll move to B, administrative agenda. B1, meeting minutes.
I'll move for approval of the minutes for December 13th, 2011.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, do we have any?
I want to make some comments.
Okay, apologize. Any comments on me?
Two. First off, on item F2, bottom of page 3, in the motion where we're the number one comment, I think we need to add in the last part of that sentence where it says, and the cap set level with the top of the sign. Just to be clear, I think it ought to say, and the bottom of the caps set level with the top of the sign.
Okay.
And then on item, this is kind of after the fact, but item, if I can find it here, item J1, 3640 Belay Drive. Apparently, I found out after the fact that the property owner is a client of mine, so I will need to change my vote to a recusal on that item.
Okay. Anything else in the minutes? Nope. Okay. So a motion by Mr. Snyder and seconded by Member Smith. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, B2, we'll move to Street Tree Subcommittee report. Chris?
Just nothing to report, but our next meeting will be January 24th, 2 o'clock.
Okay. Move on to B3, Planning Director report.
Thank you, Chair Herrera, members of the board. A very brief report for you today. Yesterday at 5 o'clock was the end of the DRB application period for the three positions that are up. We have one of the architect positions and two at-large positions that are up for renewal. We received a total of 4 applications, so we will be taking those applications forward to the City Council. As of this moment in time, we believe the City Council will be reviewing those at their January 17th meeting, we believe in the afternoon. As soon as I know more and have clarity on that, we'll be contacting all the applicants. But do know that that's moving forward at a pretty quick pace. Also, what we found out through that process is that Member Brown has decided to retire from the DRB process. She did not resubmit her application. So after nearly a decade of service on the DRB, she is stepping down. So if she was here, I would thank her personally. So if all of you see her outside of the board, just know that it's been a great tenure, and we appreciate her service.
Thank you.
And with that concludes the director's report today.
Okay. We'll move to B4, approved build the build slideshow.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and combine that with item C, review of agenda and projected agenda. Staff was a little overconfident with our abilities in putting the slideshow together. So we did not finish the approved versus built slideshow. At this point in time, I'm actually going to recommend that we take that off calendar, and when we actually have the project finished, we'll reschedule that. Moving on to review of agenda, all of our items today are anticipated to be heard by the board, and as we look forward on our January 24th calendar and throughout the rest of 2012, everything seems to be wide open, so feel free to add new items as needed.
Bob?
I have a question regarding the next agenda. Is the target application scheduled to be heard by the DRB at that meeting? And
Yes.
Yes, and if so, is there any consideration to having a joint meeting with the Planning Commission for that project?
Okay, great questions. There's actually, let me just answer agenda questions for that first and foremost. The target project is on that agenda, and we also have 8 single-family homes coming before the DRB, all related to the Bluffs at Sandpiper project. So they're projects that you've seen versions of them before. Permits essentially have expired, and they're going to be coming back with slightly revised projects. That's all that we have on that agenda as of this point in time. So that's the agenda part of it. The joint DRB Planning Commission portion of it, we don't have the mechanism to allow a joint Planning Commission Design Review Board process to move forward at this point in time. It is something staff is looking at, both planning staff as well as our attorney's office. We're doing a peer review essentially of other jurisdictions that have a similar setup. Our concern that we're looking at in particular is to make sure that due process is allowed for the applicants and for members of the public and everyone. So we're just going through that process to try to get that enacted as soon as possible, but we're moving forward cautiously on that.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Scott. And with that, we move to D, public comment. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. It is requested that each speaker complete a speaker request form and submit it to the recording clerk. Reasonable time limits are imposed on each topic and each speaker in accordance with the provisions of the Brown Act. No action or discussion may take place by the Design Review Board on any item not on the posted agenda. The Design Review Board may respond to statements made or questions asked. It may direct the staff to report back on the topic at a future meeting. Okay. With that, we'll move to consent calendar. E, there's none. We'll move to signed calendar.
There are consent items.
There are consent calendar?
Yeah.
E1 through E3.
Right.
Am I looking at them? No wonder. That's right. Apologize. E1.
Okay. Item E1 is Design Review Board Permit Number 10-114-DRB on consent, Cathedral Oaks Athletic Club Canopy Structures, 5800 Cathedral Oaks Road, APN 069-114-050.
I reviewed that on behalf of the chair today and recommend final approval with the following. They did add 2 pole lights at the entry, basically replacing 2 that recently had issues, and 1 actually was blown down apparently in a windstorm. We approved 2 pole lights with a 12-foot high maximum with the use of frosted glass and 100-watt maximum lamps in those poles. The rest of the submission was approved as submitted. So I'll make that a motion to final approval as noted.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Item E2.
Okay. Item E2.
Is Design Review Board Permit Number 11-032-DRB, Fresh and Easy Neighborhood Market, 5955 Cali Real, APN 069-110-018.
And I reviewed that today, and I'm giving final approval with staff to verify that the they'd still need to correct their photometrics for the parking lot lighting. So staff will need to verify that the lighting level is reduced to maximum hot spots of between 4 and 5 foot candles in places other than the loading dock. So with that, I recommend final approval with staff verification of that.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Member Snyder, seconded by Member
Branch.
Scott Branch. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. With that, we'll move to E3.
Carl had to recuse himself on E3, and so I did the review on item E3. I can go ahead and read it. The Design Review Board Permit Number 11132DRB, the LMCO Outdoor Mechanical Equipment Yard, 346 Belay Drive, APN 073-100-021. The applicant addressed all four comments that the board had made satisfactorily. Nothing, you know, nothing in, out of the ordinary. So I am recommending final approval for this project.
Okay. I'll second that.
So move, yeah.
Could I just ask, one of the points, one of the four points was regarding the noise level of the equipment, and they were supposed to address the decibel rating of the equipment?
They had done a sound study and submitted a letter to Shine that said that, you know, that showed the sound level of the equipment, that it was down to the acceptable level.
Thank you.
Okay, so we had a motion by Member Smith, seconded by Member Branch. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We'll move to F, sign calendar.
Okay, item F.
One.
F1 is the Design Review Board Permit Number 11-091-DRB, Majestic Industrial Park Monument Sign, 5571 Eckwell Drive, APN 071-230-008.
Science Subcommittee reviewed that item today and recommend preliminary approval with final on January 24th with the needed color paint color chips being submitted as to match the body color of the sign and also the base color. So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Member Schneider, seconded by Member Smith. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Okay, we move to G, revised final calendar. There's none. That will move to H, final calendar. There's none. So we'll move on to preliminary calendar, I-1. Madam Secretary, will you announce the item?
I-1 is Design Review Board Permit Number 11-129-DRB, Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital Medical Office Building, 5333 Hollister Avenue, APN
065-090-023. Okay. Cindy. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
The medical office building team is here today for continued preliminary review, and they have provided a project description as well as some spec sheets for the lighting. They also have revised plans to address comments that were made at the previous meeting regarding the stonework, lighting, and some landscaping, and to address the trash enclosure and the transformer in the parking lot. Thank you.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I'm Maruha Clense from Suzanne Ellich's office. Here with me is Scott and Dan from SWA Architects out of Pasadena and Martha from Arcadia Studios, here to answer any questions that you may have and present what we have revised about the medical office building.
Hi, my name is Dan Bice. I'm with SWA Architects. And just to remind everyone some of the comments that we had last time, we were asked to examine the stone-clad corner elements of the building in particular. And presentation-wise, we were also asked to remove graphically the trees from the elevations to make the building a little more clear. And we were also asked to remove the previous versions of the design that were that we were showing last time. So will you have an 11 by 17 color set to review as we go through? Okay, great.
I have a smaller size.
And as was mentioned, we were asked to look at the roof of the trash enclosure and also the screening for that and the transformer.
So just a slightly smaller size. Oh, okay.
You guys will need something. Is that it?
Is some of this in full size too, or not?
I believe it's duplicated in full size. Is that
correct?
Right?
The full size is not in black and white, though. We produced half set. Or is in black and white. We produced half set in color for your reference for colors.
Okay.
If I can interrupt really quick, we're having a hard time catching the applicant team on the microphone. I think Martha was really good, but we're going to give the rest of you a pep talk here. And before we continue on, if we could do declarations, that'd be wonderful.
Has anyone visited the site?
Yeah, visited the site. No conversations.
Same with me.
Ditto.
Same.
Okay. If you can hear me all right.
Yes.
Looking at the package in front of you, we could proceed to the second page, which is sheet A1. Looking at the site plan, just to remind us, the location of the trash enclosure, which is at the middle left, and the location of the transformer, which is more central on the island. Those are two things that Martha here will show landscaping for in her plans, and I'll turn that over to her in a bit. Otherwise, the plan is the same as before. On the next page, the plan of the building itself on the first floor, and the following page on the second floor, as well as the roof, remains unchanged from last time. And on page A3 are the same montage views that we had presented before, the same, at least the same photo elements with the new building geometry laid in. But these are a little bit small. I think it would be more helpful to look at the larger perspectives and the elevations for some detail. So if we could turn to the next page, A41. There were some comments at the last meeting about the monument sign itself, so we've raised the eye level a little bit, which begins to reveal that the sign, in fact, is curved in plan. And the following page helps to clarify the building behind the sign, so the sign's actually removed in the next view so we could see directly behind. And the stone corner elements are off in the distance in this particular perspective, so I think it would be helpful to look at the next page. On sheet A4.2, again, this is the view of the southeast, and just looking at the stone element in the middle of the page, on the south side, that stone element has been widened, and the legs of that element have been thickened. And we believe that really helps with the proportions of this element, given some of the comments that were directed particularly to the legs of that element. We've also recessed the glass quite a bit more than in the previous version. And we feel that this gives it a lot more satisfying proportions. And again, some of the other things we want to talk about are a bit off in the distance of this perspective, so I think it'll help us to proceed to the next page. And this is the view from at the southwest corner. And the stone element in the middle of the page that's near the entry, that particular element has been narrowed quite a bit, and the legs also widened to give it a better feeling of stability. And we feel this helps to punctuate the entry and not dominate the corner element, which signifies the actual entry doors. The next page, we can get into some detail on the elevations. So at the top of page A5.1, on the right side of that elevation is the corner element that we discussed last time. And this element has actually been lowered to match the height of the adjacent parapet. Again, the legs were widened, and these proportions have been carried throughout the building corners. Again, the glass is recessed. And so similar adjustment has been made to the east elevation just below this. Again, the height of it was lowered to match the adjacent parapet, and the legs were thickened. We feel that helps quite a bit. If we could move to the next page, A5.2. This, on the top, this shows the south elevation. And starting at the left, the stone element on the left side is quite a bit more narrow than we had before, and the legs were also widened. And this helps to punctuate that left side of the elevation without dominating the entry element. The right side is the southeast cornerstone that we saw on the perspective. And this element is a lot wider than it was previously. We feel that helps to anchor that corner, hold the corner, and really balance that elevation with the entry element to the left. The elevation below is the west. Again, this element was lowered in height. The legs were widened, similar to the southeast corner. And again, these proportions are carried throughout the building. Just a minor refinement on the west elevation. In the middle, the center brown element, the legs of that element have been narrowed a little bit to match the rest of the building. That was something we found in the model, just a CAD discrepancy. The next page, A6, the section view remains the same. And on page A7, we've provided some more detail on the trash enclosure. At the top left, we're now showing a roof in the section view. And on the bottom right, we're showing two sets of steel doors. And this trash enclosure will actually be divided into two portions, one side for general trash and the other for medical waste. The doors themselves are steel tube doors with a screen mesh behind. And the trash enclosure itself is a stucco finish. And Martha will get into some explanation of the screening behind it. And as was requested at our last meeting, we're showing some conceptual lighting plans on the following page. Page 8.1. And what you see with the numbers and symbols there are the fixtures themselves. And in general, what we want to do is highlight the corners of the building and the entry elements and wash those all with down lighting, no up lighting. And it's a combination of down lights and wall washers that will cast light on these elements. So on the left side, on the north elevation, top of the page, we're proposing down lights that will wash down on the rotunda element in the white framed.
Those are recessed underneath?
They are underneath, yes. And same thing down below for the canopy that stretches across the stone stair tower. There are also downlights within that canopy.
Would that be the ones that this cut sheet is provided for? That would be these ones?
Yeah, the cut sheets are in the back of your package. That's the correct one.
Okay.
Right, and on top of the on the face at the top of the stone elements on the left and right sides, we've got a series of small wall washing sconces, and you'll see those cut sheets as well in the back of your package. These are the small the square box type fixture. Yeah. So what we wanted to do was have a surface-mounted fixture that'll wash the surface of the stone and give a lot of good detail, highlighting the patterns and textures of the stone. And at the same time, also washing entries and features, in particular the rotunda at the left side. Also, in the middle of the north elevation, we're showing two sconces in the setback portion of the building, the dark brown element. So the east elevation at the bottom of the page, again, shows some surface-mounted wall-washing sconce fixtures at the stone element and also on the white-colored architectural element at the right side. And if we could move on to the next page, 8.2. This shows the south elevation. And again, we have the surface-mounted fixtures on the stone. And on the left side of the south elevation, we're showing downlights within that are recessed within that canopy area that will wash down across the face of the fins at the entry. And we're also proposing some linear rope-style LED lights on the underside of each of these fins to give them a nice glow from the ground. The fins themselves will need to be set a little bit back from the face of that canopy in order for that lighting to be effective, and we'll have to develop in detail that dimension.
I mean, just out of curiosity, the rope lights, we're talking about the white ones, I'm assuming.
That's right.
White.
I know it's a dumb question, but...
Let's see. On the west elevation below that, still on page 8.2, again, we have the surface-mounted wall washers on both corner elements and downlights below the canopy on the right side. And what's not shown here is that we intend to have two downlights on the upper portion of the white canopy element. And again, the cut sheets are in the back of the package. And I can turn this over to Martha now to talk about the landscape design.
The major change to the landscape plan is that with the removal of the transformer right outside the lobby window, we were able to continue the olive grove diagonal orientation all the way up to the building. So, Scott, if you're able to zoom in on that area, that darkened area there, we'll be able to see what we did there. We thought it would be nice to have a seating area for patients or visitors in that space where the transformer was. And so we've created kind of a arced shape of concrete paving there that will be two textures. It would be a sandblast texture and just a broom finish texture in a very pale mesa beige color. Between the grove and that seating area, there's a low wall that would probably be about 42 inches, something like that high. I haven't yet developed the elevation on that, but we will do so for final. And then there'll be a built-in seat wall, concrete smooth trowel seat wall that will be below that, so that'll be permanent seating there. A few boulders put into the mix. And then across from that little patio plaza area, some more fixed plinth-type concrete benches there. In the center of it, it will be an olive tree, and that aligns diagonally with the olive grove, and the score pattern in the concrete also aligns to the ground cover plane in the olive grove. So we think that'll give a nice little seating area there for patients and visitors. Across the parking lot where the transformer is located, just to the left there, we've screened that with a type of pittosporum. It's a fine-leaved plant called pittosporum silver sheen. It's a plant that gets about 12 feet tall or can be kept lower, fine-textured evergreen plant. So we think that will screen that dark green transformer adequately, as well as can be expected. And up at the north end of the site where the trash building is, I've used the same plant, the pittosporum silver sheen, to screen the trash building from the street view, although most of it will be obscured from by the olive grove anyway. But that will just give kind of a light background that will help obscure that building from the street. Those are our changes.
I have a question. The Guadalupe palms. I know we've talked about it, but have they been moved? Are they going to get moved somewhere or used, utilized?
All nine will be utilized. We've got, I have to look at the plan to remember, but we've got four or five flanking the entry from Hollister.
Okay.
And then we have another four two flanking the parking lot entry, the entry off the parking lot, and another two at the a little farther to the south from those. So we've got those, and we're keeping one in our back pocket because sometimes things don't work out so well.
I understand. Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure again, because those, as far as I'm concerned, those are more like a landmark. They've been there since I can remember.
Yeah, they're in.
And they're such slow growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a material board for the glass and such?
Yeah, we left that up here at our last meeting. Is that available?
I can go get it. I'm sorry, I didn't have it with me, but I'll get it.
Thanks.
I'd just like to add the changes you did as far as the seating wall and the layout and the concept of it and the plans for the transfer, I think is a good call. Okay.
I have a couple of questions regarding lighting while we're waiting. The trash enclosure, is that going to have any interior or exterior lights?
It's going to need to have some industrial fixtures, some strip fixtures inside.
So that there'll be nothing on the exterior, only on the interior. Is that
right? We haven't planned any lighting outside for it.
Okay. And then on the cut sheets that you've supplied for the downlights, there's three different sheets, and it seems like only one, the one is a true downlight, and the other is what is being shown is a fixture that can function both as an uplight and a downlight, but you're saying it's going to be downlight only?
Exactly.
And is that going to be, is that noted on the plans that it's, I mean, so the electricians, when they're going around installing them, they're going to know that it's to be installed as a true downlight?
Right. We haven't provided an electrical fixture schedule at this stage, but that is the intent and reflected in the highlighting we've done on the cut sheets.
Right. And then on the lighting plan, you identify an electrical transformer, but you don't show a location on the plan. And is that because you're not sure yet where that's going to go? Or there's a call out in the lighting legend. The quantity is not specified, but it's called out as a electrical transformer Semper Fi. With a model number.
Okay.
That's a drafting error. The transformer call-out's an artifact from when we were considering using a low-voltage light for the bollards, but we are not going to be using a low-voltage light. We'll be using a line-voltage fixture with a fluorescent lamp.
So there won't be a transformer.
That's correct. Yeah, that's just a low voltage transformer that was an artifact or leftover.
So that's
going to
be deleted. And
correct.
I guess the concern was if there was going to be something like that it should be screened somehow with landscaping.
Yeah, we're not going to have any low voltage fixtures. So.
Okay, thank you. Maybe just one other lighting question. The cut sheet for the LED flex, is that going to go around the sign? Is that, or where is this being used?
Right now, we only intend that to be used as a highlighting element underneath the fins at the southwest entry.
And is that called out on the lighting plan? I didn't find it.
We've got that on the elevation.
It's real dark. It doesn't contrast well with the color there, but it's on there.
And when you say fins, you mean all of the horizontal fins that are not only above the entry canopy but climb?
Exactly, climb
vertically, right?
Yes.
So each one of those fins would have the edge highlighted.
Right.
The rope lighting?
Yeah.
And is, you may have just answered this, and I may not have been paying attention. Is it mounted on the underside of the?
We want it to be on the underside, yes.
So, yeah, the saw will come out, and it's like in here?
We haven't determined how far from the edge it might be.
Well, but yeah. That's what I mean. Under,
exactly.
Okay.
That's the idea.
I believe it's on A8. Wait, not A8.2.
It's a little hard to see in the shadow, but they're called out as the E50.
Right.
And have you thought about the color of the downlights yet relative to being on plaster as opposed to being on stone as opposed to, I didn't see any on any of the reddish-brown color, but have you thought about color of lights yet? Or
we're not at that stage yet.
Okay.
I imagine it's going to be fairly high temperature to give good color rendition to the building and not introduce yellows and things that could muddy up the surface.
Yeah, light color's one, but I was actually talking about the fixture itself.
No, we haven't decided on a paint color for that.
Do we have any more questions? Comments?
I wish the trash enclosure didn't have to be so big. But I understand that's a function of being able to lift the lid.
Exactly.
They used to be nice little things you could tuck away and landscape out. And now they've become buildings in and of themselves. And fortunately, it's in a place on the site where it probably will be minimally seen. So. The more screening, the better, Martha.
We've also specified Boston Ivy on it, so
Should
get smothered.
I'm fairly happy with the changes you've done overall. There's only one thing that's kind of bugging me a little bit, and we've probably gone round and round on this with you several times, and so I apologize if we've given you different direction over the time, but just the fact that when you look at elevation, and it's probably going to be a little less obvious when you see it in 3D, but the fact that the majority of the parapets are the same height, it would be really nice that when we break color or material that somehow we highlight that with a step in the parapet. And I know you've adjusted the stone ones based upon trying to meet some proportions, so those are probably the ones we don't want to start pushing around.
Right.
But, you know, some of the other ones, even if it was just to take the body one and raise it a little bit or somehow to kind of reinforce the fact that that form has changed to play with, you know, even if it's a foot or 15 or 18 inches or something, I don't know how the rest of the board's going to feel about that, but I think it would help reinforce the forms of the things. Part of the problem with that, of course, is you've got this reglet detail going around, and maybe that conflicts with that. So I'm not saying definitely do that, but I guess from my point of view, I'd tell you to study it if the rest of the board agrees or doesn't agree, and maybe you'll get some different direction from them. But as a whole, I think I was a little concerned about the rope light, but I think that it'll probably work okay on the on where you've got it, and it's only at the entry. So I think other than that, I'm fairly good with it on a preliminary level.
I echo a lot of what Carl said. I actually wrote down stone parapet, but I think maybe I agree with him. Leave that where it is because the proportion of that's all set, but it's kind of an interesting idea, kind of bumping that up a little bit. Or lower it 6 inches or a foot or something. I don't know. But that's not a bad idea. I like how you've changed the forms. The proportions of these feel better to me.
Thank you.
And I actually like the lighting concept you have of the to light these fins. I think will be really interesting. I kind of like that. One thing that I'm concerned about, and I actually like, I understand how, you know, when you print stuff, a plotter prints things differently than the colors of, right, of what's real. But I'm looking at this, and I kind of like the gray with the colors of the materials here. In the real materials, your window's kind of a bluish green, and that it feels, well, I guess my question is, are you looking for such a sharp contrast between the glass and the rest of the building? I'm curious if this manufacturer makes something that's a little bit more gray or umber in color that might work better with this.
Yeah, I think that's something we can examine closer. We didn't want a big contrast between those elements. They wanted them to harmonize quite a bit. So,
and I think the colors they've changed a little bit over time since the beginning of us looking at this and whatnot. And I wonder if you guys have kept, you know, the contrast in mind of the glass versus the building. I don't know how the rest of the board feels about it, but I think that's worth thinking about. I mean, that color ties in great with the landscaping and stuff, and we're an ocean community, so there are a lot of philosophical tie-ins that I can make,
right,
for that. But it also kind of fights it's also a cool color, and you've got some warm colors on the building, and I don't know if that's by design or has been overlooked throughout this process, which I know sometimes happens. But I
well, we're just starting to get into the examination of all the stone options in front of us,
yeah,
and since there's such variation with that natural material,
yeah,
we want to get that settled, and then we'll tie the glass back in. So those things are just starting to be looked at in more detail.
Just to be
in terms of the range,
you know, put that in an index card and kind of file that. But I think I'm comfortable with where the forms have gotten to at this point. I mean, I there's some little things that I could maybe think of that are really minor. I'm starting to, you know, the brush is getting narrower. We're into less broad strokes at this point, so I'm getting comfortable with it to a preliminary approval level. So
I'll be quick. I have no comments except to say that I agree with what my colleagues have already said here. So
okay. Comments, Chris?
I just like where we're going on it, so I think we're doing fine.
Bob?
I'm okay with the direction, and I think the suggestions from the architects are well thought out and are better design. Let me just end at that.
Okay. All right. I agree with all of you. I like the changes you made to the landscaping. It's great. So that's about it for comments, I guess. We're ready to... Carl?
I guess that means we need a motion.
Yep.
So I will move for preliminary approval with... the obvious necessary level of detail needing to be completed for next round, architectural details, the rope lighting detail we talked about, obviously, and all the other things we're doing here that are necessary. I need to back up a minute. The question I have is, have we looked at the parking lot lighting level relative to this building, or was the whole parking lot done as part of the hospital?
It was looked at as part of the hospital because while they're sharing the parking lot, the bulk of it is really on the hospital parcel. But we can certainly bring that back at final if you want to just review how it's all working together.
We might want to just be able to see it as we, yeah, but I don't want to revisit it if we've been there once before. To at least study or consider the adjusting of the parapets, not on the stone elements, but on the other elements, either up or down a little bit, just to see if we can reinforce the forms of the building.
Okay.
But other than that...
glass color, perhaps?
Oh, and the glass color, absolutely. I think that was a good call. And how long do you want before you want to come back? Our next meeting's in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? It might be a little quick.
And do keep in mind that we need revised plans submitted to us a week before the given meeting. So if
how about after that?
January 24th is a little too quick.
Two meetings a month, so...
Valentine's Day on February 14th would be the next one after that. If you look up further,
end of February, early March, where do you want to go?
You want to do the subsequent hearing February 14th?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay. Try for February 14th? Okay.
And the final would be before the
full
DRB?
Board. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, you need a second? I'll second that.
I'll second it if you didn't.
I did.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So you second it?
Yeah. Okay. Take a number.
So I have a motion by Member Snyder, seconded by Member Wignut. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, we've just completed. I-1.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for working with it.
Yeah, thanks for your response.
They were good comments. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Yes.
Back to your cubicle.
Okay, we just completed I-1. With that, we'll move to J, conceptual preliminary calendar. There's none. K, conceptual calendar. None. L, advisory calendar. None. We'll move to M, discussion items. M1, request for future agenda items by members. None. M2, announcements by members. Nope. Okay. We'll adjourn. Thank you.
I think this is a world's record.